coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land of ice and snow. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. And in this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, which is number 2504, I'm going to do the not entirely classical edition of Radio Thrift Shop, which uses classical music as a point of departure for numerous musical journeys. Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Let's begin.
Thank you. hope that you like what you're listening to. It's all designed with you in mind, especially for you.
We've got shows to keep you happy.
Latest tunes, both slow and snappy.
Yes, sound is a thing, so keep listening.
On radio, the sound's so good,
it's fit for a king.
Radio's a good companion.
Radio, the best sound around. Now you know why people spend each day the radio way. Now you know why people spend each day with the best sound around.
Radio.
The best sound around.
Radio.
Better than internet streams and MP3s. Yep, radio. And you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Tell your friends about classical WSCS. You can hear us locally at 90.9 FM in the Sunapee-Kearsarge region, or online at classicalwscs.org. This is the not entirely classical edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Are you confused yet? I am. Here's Julian Bream. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julian Bream recorded in 1965 on the RCA label. The album was Rodrigo, Concierto de Aranjuez. Well, yeah, this is DJ Frederick, believe it or not, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where every broadcast is a journey of musical discovery.
This is Bird Note. Any hobby or special interest has its own jargon. You'll pick up on the silly slang that birders use as you go, like calling the yellow-rumped warbler butterbutt. Still, learning a few basics of bird vocab is useful when you're starting out. It'll help you ask better questions when you're confused. And there's a good place to look for those vocab terms: the opening pages of a bird field guide. Most of the book is made up of species descriptions, but the first few sections have general info about what to call the different parts of a bird, basics on bird behavior, and birding tips. So it's a quick and helpful read before a trip to find birds. For now, here are a few vocab words to get you started. The feathers on top of a bird's head are called the crown. Bird vocalizations come in two general types, songs used to attract mates, and calls with other meanings such as alarm or just, hey, I'm over here. The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
It's homegrown and homespun radio, and we're broadcasting like it's 1999. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
Thank you.
some gorgeous music from Greg Foate and Warren Hampshire from the album Live at Villa Maximus, Mykonos. That's a tune called Kiki's Tavern. Before that, we heard Amanda Whiting with a remix of her tune Too Much from the Lost in Abstraction sections. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm an amateur who loves radio. Even though this isn't amateur radio, do try this at home. It's a lot of fun. It's Radio Thrift Shop. I'm with you every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight. And if you have any musical requests or ideas for future broadcasts, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you.